The city of Las Cruces is seeking to join the AARP Age-Friendly Network of States and Communities, following a unanimous vote by all present city council members. According to AARP Las Cruces Chapter President Dave Lynch, joining the network will showcase the city's commitment to building a livable community for residents of all ages.
There's a real enhancement by having this label as a community designated as a member. We have a lot of retirees coming in. This is something that I believe that they will look for. What else does it get us? There was a comment about grants. We received two of the three grants from AARP this year. One $30,000 grant for the SCRTD and another $8,000 grant to install some bike racks downtown. We're also getting a free of cost a fit park in Las Cruces from AARP. These are things that will help us get more of as we go forward with the network.
Currently, only two New Mexico cities, Albuquerque and Carlsbad, are members of the network. In order for the city to qualify as a member, an application and letter of commitment will have to be submitted. Mayor Ken Miyagashima says he hopes joining the network will help to attract new Las Cruces residents.
You know, a lot of residents are moving out of large cities, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, LA. I mean, they're looking for places that are a little bit warmer, that basically have a lot of great amenities, and this would just be yet another feather in the cap of Las Cruces.
During the meeting, the council also approved 2021 legislative priorities ahead of January's state legislative session, including advocating for the construction of a behavioral health hospital and funding for a Rio Grande water management study. The council decided against advocating for limits on the New Mexico Whistleblower Protection Act, with those like Councilor Joanna Bencomo citing the New Mexico Ethic Watch's disapproval of the proposed limitations as a cause for concern. Mayor Miyagashima indicated the proposed limitations could help protect the city.
We support the municipal leagues looking into this. You know, like anything else, there needs to be a balance. You know, we need to make sure to protect a true whistleblower. But on the other hand, it's also we need to make sure that those that may have started something can't just use this as a means of cover.
Councilor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey suggested that there were other measures cities could take as a means for protection.
This legislation also does not seem to address the fiscal responsibility or aspects as it well, which is more of my bigger concern when we have these types of items. I know by limiting a definition of what a whistleblower could be, you therefore could protect assets of the city, but you could do that in other ways as well, such as different types of caps on how much people can go after. I don't ever want there to be barriers for somebody to report when they are trying to do so in good faith. I believe that we need to make sure that we have a very open and transparent government.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.